What would I say to you if you were here right now? I wouldn't say anything. I would just kiss you and smile at you and look away shyly when you smile back at me. I wanted to do that for so long. I want to make up for every second lost. In a world without a pandemic, I want to walk with you hand in hand everywhere. I want to visit art galleries and pretend we're rich. I want to have picnics at the park and feed you crumbly cookies I baked myself. We can join a cult or follow a march. I don't care as long as I'm with you. If only you noticed me. I just desperately want to tell you how I feel. There's so much I want to get off my chest. I mean, you don't even notice my chest. I have such nice tits. You can bury your face between them when you're sad, or soap them up lovingly in the shower, squeeze them roughly when I'm naked beneath you. Whatever you want, I'm willing to do for you. I want to be that girl who brings all of your fantasies to life. Just tell me what you like. Are you a Prince Charming? Will you sweep me off my feet and carry me to the bed? Will you suck my nipples gently and make passionate love to me all night until I see stars? Or would you want to do it under real stars? We could lie in a towel by the sea and fuck under the twinkling sky. We'd see the lights of distant passing ships and make up stories about the captain. Then we'd kiss and cuddle and he'd keep fucking until morning sun. Just thinking of that, it's got me all tingly. But it's okay if you're not the romantic type. I don't mind. Maybe you're more kinky than you let on. Maybe you'd prefer to 69. I would love to 69 with you. We could take our time under the covers, licking and sucking and cumming on each other's tongues. I'd suck your cock so hard while you bury your mouth over my pussy and suck my soul into another dimension. Oh God, yes, I would like that very much. We could 69 in the living room, sucking and moaning into each other's genitals with Netflix playing in the background. We can master every page of the Kama Sutra and then write the sequel. We could try doggy and horsey all the types of animals that God made. Would you like that? Maybe you're into plain vanilla and prefer to do it missionary like Adam and Eve. I'll tell you a secret. I find vanilla so hot. Would you prefer me naked or partially undressed? I could put on a baby tee and socks and take off my shorts and panties, showing you my smooth, bare pussy. I could lie down and spread my legs, letting you explore my cunt with your tongue. Would you hold apart my sock-covered feet and slide your cock into me? Hold my feet in the air while you piston in and out of my dripping pussy? Or would you rather have my panties dangling off one leg with my other leg on your shoulder? Do you like fucking me like that? Making my panties flop about on one leg? You could lift up my tee and watch my tits jingle to the same rhythm. You could pinch my nipples and make me say things that make a sailor blush. I could hug my knees and let you fuck me so deep. I could whimper like a kitten as your sweet cock bangs my cervix. Would you pin my arms above my head as I look at you with puppy eyes? I'd whimper and stutter your name while you make honey drip out of my cunt. Do you want to make me scream like a banshee when you make me come? Or would you cover my lips with your hand to keep me quiet? Maybe you'd stuff my panties into my mouth and fuck me mercilessly. Would you fuck me until I cried tears of ecstasy? Would you make me come until I forgot what year it was? Would you kiss me deeply as you make my pussy spasm over and over with your relentless cock? Would you gaze into my eyes as I squirt uncontrollably all over your dick? Would you keep strumming my clit as I space out from sheer pleasure and keep fucking me until you spurt deep inside me? And then, would you cuddle me tightly while we drift away, dreaming of fluffy sheep? Kiss me sweetly as I fall asleep, and kiss me again when I open my eyes. These are all the things I wish I could say to you, but I can't.